We started about 10 years ago, FIC, and we started for a number of reasons. One of the key ones, though, was, and we made this first in our constitution as a priority, to see the evangelisation of Australia through the evangelising into existence of churches across the country. So we started a bunch of years ago, and we've been seeking to work on that. We've put some things in place. We've now got a whole church planning network with Geneva that can begin to fuel and energise, and FIC's locked into that as part of what God is using to bring young men and women up into thinking about church planting and into the independent work. But we want to also we want to keep looking ahead, as we're doing with our congregations, and with FIC, the kind of group of senior leaders have been thinking about this as well. And as a very brief introduction to what we've now kind of resolved together, we want to give you some sense of where we're heading as a fellowship of churches. And so look to the screen, because here it is. What we're reflecting on is, by 2020, we want to see the Fellowship of Evangelical Churches end up being 80, 85 churches, 50 of those as new church plants, with the expectation that perhaps during that time we might anticipate 15 or so churches might join us. Maybe it'll be more, but we're focused on the 50 new churches. Now, that is driven by a desire to see the individual works we're doing in all our different areas actually mobilised together to facilitate something bigger than we might do alone. And that bigger thing is to reach the 22 million that are in Australia. And so this is a first step that we're wanting to take, and we want to take it together. So we're going to begin thinking together about how we might bring that into reality. And now, I don't know if you sense this, but over the last bunch of years, we have seen a movement in Australia of church planting and evangelisation that we haven't seen for decades. It hasn't been something in the experience of many in the Reformed evangelical world. To push into this in the next 5-6 years, it would be a great gift of God amongst us if he might work through our efforts to bring that about. It could be quite exciting. My hope is, by the end of my life, that we might see hundreds of churches as part of this fellowship, lively, healthy, grounded in the scriptures, thoughtful, engaged in their communities well, growing, bringing the news of Christ to new, more and more people, planting more churches. Can you imagine that kind of picture, and how exciting it might be to be part of that and be used by God to that end? Now, with that in mind too, we want to leave this place, and we'll talk about this a little bit more tomorrow, but I wanted to flag it just tonight to get you able to sleep well tonight. I want you to think in terms of, if we can actually stir each of us to at least pursue 5% growth in the next 12 months or yearly through this next period of time, through evangelisation, through the connecting with new people, that in itself would be a wonderful impact on our country. Now, of course, we trust that some might grow faster than that, some may grow slower, but we want to actually go from this place determined to see growth actually happen. With all of that too, part of the resolution we want to encourage each one to embrace is that each church amongst our fellowship would commit between now and 2020 to plant at least one new church each. So to themselves, raise up a church planter, be partners in sending them off, and get a new ministry happening across the whole country. Imagine that kind of impact. So friends, there you are, a quick taste in where we're wanting to stir one another go. To begin talking to each other and keep encouraging and praying to that end, and being involved in that. So it's an exciting future.